This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And we're coming to you live from the Bill Ford Talk Studio. Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti. It's Boomer and Geo on the Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. And wherever you are in the Odyssey app, good Monday morning. Happy Monday, Rangers fans. Your team did it. Came back from 3-1. I remember sitting here last week with Jerry and saying, man, this is hockey. Anything can happen in the game of hockey. And boy, sure did it. As the Rangers didn't just come back from 3-1. They came back in every one of these games. And they did it again last night. So this is a special time and a special morning to be a fan of the Rangers. And we welcome back the biggest one of them all, who we missed greatly last week. We got Al Dukes back. He didn't have COVID. He sounds a hell of a lot better. Now we do have Boomer back, who has had COVID and still dealing with it. We've got him quarantined. We've got him stuck somewhere in an undisclosed location. But he's here to talk some hockey with us. Congratulations on a round one victory, Boomer. Good morning, and how are you?
Hey, good morning, Jay. I'm doing okay, man. I am really happy this morning. There is no question that Igor Shesterkin pulled a Henrik Lundqvist Game 7 out of his back pocket. Mm. He was insane last night, and it was a vintage goalie performance. You know, in the world of hockey, we often say a hot goalie can steal a series. And you given all the injuries that Pittsburgh has had, the fact that they've had two different goalies have to play, Tristan Jarry coming back and having to play desperately in a Game 7, which I don't think he would have played had it not been a Game 7. And the Rangers winning the way they did. Two things that stuck out of me in Game 6 and 7. Number one, Mika Zibanejad is shooting the puck like Alex Ovechkin all of a sudden. I mean, he's got a great one-time slap shot, but in Game 6, those two shots that he scored on were amazing shots. And number two is that Igor Shesterkin was incredible. And I don't know which game some of these announcers are watching. The game that I'm watching, I see a lot of mistakes being made, yet they're young kids. So we all have to be realistic that when they're going through this for the first time and they realize how fast and how physical it really truly is, and you're playing against three bona fide Hall of Famers on the other side who all came back in Game 7, to walk away with a series win is really way ahead of where I thought this team was, but they certainly deserve it. Igor Shesterkin deserves it. You know, he's up for the Vezina Trophy, which I know 100% he's going to win. The Hart Trophy, I don't know if he'll win it. I think that's the MVP of the NHL. I think that's probably going to go to Austin Matthews, but I have to say that early on in this game, he made 7 or 8 unbelievable saves.
Yep.
As defensemen were out of position, making the wrong plays. And two of the most poised defensemen that we have, one Ryan Lindgren and the other one Braden Schneider, last night, didn't play as much as some of the other guys. And the more you play, the more apt you are to make a mistake or have a giveaway. But from the power plays that we gave them to the stupid, you know, high sticking penalties in the offensive zone by Panarin and Trouba, to sit here and say that, you know, they were outplayed, and I think Henrik and Steve Alliquette said it perfectly last night. It was a one-sided game, pretty much, if it's not for Igor Shesterkin. So that was an unbelievable performance by that young man.
Yeah.
It really was. But, you know, when you needed a goal, who comes up big with a goal? That's Mika Zibanejad. And I will give, our coach a little bit of credit. You know, he did kind of jumble the lines there a little bit in the third period, and he put Andrew Kopp out there. And Andrew Kopp did an unbelievable job of getting the puck out of the corner and getting it to Mika. And Mika just sliced and diced right over the left shoulder of Tristan Jarry. So Mika showed up big the last two games. Kreider showed up big, as he always does. He's a playoff performer. Artemi Panarin, man, he came up with the biggest goal of all, of course, and that's the overtime goal. And all I could say is that he did not have a great series. And it's great. It's fulfilling. It's exciting. It's exasperating. It's desperate. Hmm. And I have to say, I watched all the NHL playoffs this week. I even watched this Calgary Stars game late last night that went into overtime also. And Calgary did the same thing the Rangers did,
right,
as the Stars goalie stood on his head. But the NHL playoffs have been off the charts, with the exception of one series, and that's Dallas and the Avalanche. And the Avalanche just steamrolled those guys. I mean, all of these playoff series have been incredible, especially in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, and this was so much fun, this series. And we did miss you last week talking about some of these other games. I mean, the up and down and the craziness. And then, of course, you know, game one goes in, has a couple overtimes. Game seven is an overtime game. And you're right about Shesterkin. That's the best he looked in the series, and he saved it for the most important game. And just right off the bat in the first period, I mean, making all those acrobatic saves when the Penguins were just basically camping out in the Rangers zone, and the Rangers go back down the ice and that Kreider goal to make it 1-0. I mean, I know that the Penguins had a lead late in this game, but I thought that that was critical to start off and to really show that, hey, Shesterkin's not messing around today, and we're going to go win this game. And some of the things that you had talked about needing more from the top two lines, I mean, you got that in Game 6 and 7. Now, Panarin did not have a great Game 7 until he scored the game-winning goal, but he scored the game-winning goal, and he shot the puck, and he was aggressive on the power play, and he won the game. So Zibanejad and Panarin, in key moments in elimination games, stepped up, and they were nowhere, absolutely nowhere to be found earlier on in this series.
When Mike Zibanejad.
Mike Zibanejad was seen more than Mika Zibanejad. When we had you call in that day, I mean, those guys were right in your crosshairs, and they showed up for you.
Well, they really did. And, you know, the other thing that helped is that Sidney Crosby got hurt in Game 5, playing Game 6. And, of course, Brian Boyle got hurt. We never saw him back in the lineup. And Reichel came back, and, of course, Crosby comes back. They lost Brian Dumoulin. They're probably, other than Chris Letang, in our eyes anyway, their second-best defenseman, maybe actually being their best defenseman. And then, of course, Ryan Lindgren came back for us. Tyler Mott came back for us. We were about as healthy as we have been all year long, you know, going into Game 6 and 7. So it's nice to see a healthy team. I would just say that there are mistakes that have been made defensively. I mean, it's mind-boggling, some of the giveaways and just some of the misreads that happen, especially in our offensive zone. And I know they want the guys to be a little bit more aggressive defensively, when I'm talking about in our offensive zone. And sometimes they misread a play, or an off-wing doesn't read
the play
right.
Why is Adam Fox playing so poorly? I mean, that's a shocker to me.
Well, I just say he really had a terrible game last night.
Yeah.
I don't know what if anybody thinks otherwise. And if Keandre Miller doesn't score a goal that goes tic-tac-toe off of two Penguins and doesn't force the penalty in overtime,
yeah,
I would tell you that he had a really rough game last night. But then again, these are young kids, you know, and I always want to, you know, preface that the young kids are going to make mistakes. There's a lot of pressure on them. And I always say this too, you know, you ask me, like, where would you want to be if you could be an athlete, and what would you want to be in the middle of? I would want to be in the middle of a Game 7 at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
That would be like, that's Adam Fox's dream. You know,
sure.
He grew up a Ranger fan.
He did. Grew up around here, yeah.
And this has got to be an amazing thing for him. And unfortunately, he didn't play great. You know, and coming up in this next series against the Carolina Hurricanes, the two best offensive defensemen in this series is going to be Tony D'Angelo, who the Rangers kicked to the curb last year.
That's right.
And, of course, Adam Fox. And, you know, believe me, there's the game within the game, the competition within the competition. Quarterbacks have it when we play, even though we're not on the field at the same time. Believe you me, I know who's standing on the other side. So Adam Fox knows who's standing on the other side. The entire Ranger, you know, team should be very familiar with six ex-Rangers playing, you know, for the Carolina Hurricanes. And it looks like Freddie Anderson, their number one goalie, is going to be back in net, which I think is a good thing, because Antti Raanta, you know, a former Ranger goalie who was traded, he was Henrik's backup, played his ass off for the Carolina Hurricanes, especially in their home building.
Look at you. You've already moved on. You've already moved on from the Game 7 win.
I got
the Hurricanes in your crosshairs. That's it. The Penguins gone. Hurricanes, let's go.
It's a, right. And then that's how the team has got to react.
No, I know.
You celebrate last night. Now it's on to Carolina. You know, who said that?
On to Carolina. On to Bill Belichick. On to Cincinnati. Yes,
right.
That's right.
You know why? Because he's serious. He knows that a loss or a win, you know, will help. The win helps you get to the championship. A loss, you got to put, in the rearview mirror. You got to learn from it. And you got to lace them up the next time you're out on the field or out on the ice. So I'm just saying, look. You know, celebrate the Game 7 win. It was awesome. The fans were great last night. It was electric. You know, you could feel it. You could feel the nervousness in the stands as well, you know, late in that third period.
Oh, of course.
But when Kopp got that puck to Mika, that was just awesome. What an awesome shot by Mika. That's three amazing shots that he has had in the last two games.
I mean, it really is amazing. Yes, the Sidney Crosby injury for sure, I mean, helped out the Rangers in this series. But the fact that they came back in every one of these games, too, is just incredibly impressive, especially for a young group who doesn't have a ton of postseason experience against a group like the Penguins that has all the postseason experience.
Wow.
So, I mean, I think, you know, going forward, I mean, that's going to serve them well. Now, Carolina is a really good defensive team from what I hear.
Well, they are.
Getting to know them a little bit, but it's not like I could sit here and tell you everything about Carolina Hurricanes, but it's going to be a lot tougher than it was against Pittsburgh to get pucks to the net, as they say. And the Rangers are a big underdog in this series already, I saw. I want to see if it had changed from what I saw last night, because immediately the line was up on FanDuel Sportsbook. But yeah, who cares? Doesn't matter. Underdog, favorite, go out there, get the job done.
Well, I know this. Going into the game, you know, depending on how Igor is, and I'm hoping that the Calgary and the Rangers should not have to play on Tuesday. I mean, if the NHL,
I don't think they are. I thought the Rangers are starting on Wednesday. That's what I thought.
I hope so. I haven't seen. Maybe I missed something last night. I know everybody's talking Wednesday.
I thought I heard Sam Rosen say that they were going to start on Wednesday. Am I making that up?
He said they were being told. I have not seen anything official, but yeah. I would like to think that both Calgary and the Rangers would start on Wednesday, given the fact that both teams played on Sunday night and both teams played late and both teams went into overtime.
So. Al's telling me Rangers official game one Wednesday.
Good, because they're going to need the time off. And by the way, you know, Carolina was in a rough and tumble series with the Boston Bruins, and that was a home and home series, meaning that the teams all won their home games. So Carolina won four games down there in Raleigh. Boston won three games up there in Boston. But the Carolina's got 3x Rangers playing defense for them, and I'm like, they couldn't play defense for us? I mean, you know, Tony D'Angelo and obviously Brady Shea and then Brendan Smith. There will be opportunities, but their pairings on the back end on their defense, the other guy playing with the ex-Rangers are really, really top-end players. I mean, top-end players. And much like Jeff Carter in this series, the older kind of veteran third-line center, you know, the number one center for Carolina, I think, is Jordan Staal, and he's a pain in the ass. I mean, he is really a pain in the ass. I mean, he is big, he is strong, he is smart, and they move the puck around pretty good. They skate good, just like the Rangers do.
Award? Jordan Staal, I remember, he was a former Penguin, that award of the best defensive forward.
The Selke Award.
Yeah. He's a former Selke Award winner, that Jordan Staal.
He's a pain in the ass. You know, he's going to be all over Mika Zibanejad. That's going to be the. And by the way, their coach, Rod Brind'Amour, has a system. They play it well. One of the things that we have trouble against the Carolina Hurricanes, at least late in the year, we had trouble because we did shut them out down there in Raleigh with Alexander Georgiev in goal. By the way, one of the biggest problems we have, we are good on the power play. As we saw, and we saw again last night with the overtime winner by Panarin. I don't know how that puck got through, but it was amazing.
I know it did, though. Was there any sort of deflection there? I mean, Tristan Jarry said that it hit one of his guys. But
yeah, I think it hit the hip of Letang or somebody.
Yeah, Letang was sort of just standing there loitering in what might be his last game as a Penguin, but he did not look like he was doing much on that particular play. But yeah, Letang was absolutely right there. So, I mean, it was amazing that it did get through, but that's why when people are at the Garden and Ranger fans are at the Garden screaming, shoot the puck, this is exactly why. Because stuff like that goes on.
So sometimes they're trying to get it through a sea of humans.
Yeah.
It's a mass of bodies in front of them. It's one of the reasons why Adam Fox is so good when he's up there with the puck on his stick, because he can skate and he can make moves and he can fake guys out and he can actually get it through. Some guys can't, like Jacob Trouba, you know, sometimes has trouble getting it through because he's not the same skater as Adam Fox and not the same stick handler. And sometimes he'll take a shot and it'll be, you know, right off the, you know, the shins of the guy that he's shooting in front of, that's standing in front of him. But the thing I was saying about the power play for the Rangers against the Hurricanes is that the Hurricanes PK penalty kill is really one of the best in the league, and they are very aggressive. And our team has a truck that, for whatever reason, we don't move the puck nearly as fast as we need to move it against a team that is that aggressive with the penalty kill. So all in all, man, I am happy this morning. Igor pulled a Henrik game 7. He won the game for us. Our big players who needed to score ended up scoring the key goals. And I'm like every other Ranger fan. Now, you know, it's like, all right, now we got to move on to the Hurricanes. With this success comes expectations. And that's what this Ranger team has got to understand. And thank God Chris Drury and Andrew Kopp and Tyler Mott and Frank Petrano. Yeah, those three guys have been big. We lost Barkley Goodrow to a foot injury. I don't think we're going to see him in this series either. I doubt we're going to see him. And, you know, and quite frankly, Igor's got to get some rest. He's going to have to be on his game. And I'm telling you, that first game Wednesday night, it's going to be like a blitz. And, you know, Carolina's going to come fast. They're going to come hard. And they're going to have to withstand the first 7-8 minutes of that game. And hopefully, you know, Igor's got his game going. And he can save the Rangers like he did in this series. Especially 5, 6, and 7.
Yeah, Carolina opened up last night when the game ended. I looked, it was a -200 favorite. That has now come down to -162. So there are some people that are betting the Rangers early because they like the initial odds on them to win the series. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to start on Wednesday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.